God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Today, all things being equal, you have one of three choices as to whom you will serve in a practical, pragmatic way, especially regarding the tasks before you today. You can serve self, you can serve a boss, or you can serve the Lord. Now, if I'm serving self, what is the first question that will answer all the questions throughout the day? The question would be, do I like this? Does this please me? A person that is serving self, that is the question that matters the most. That is the question that defines the day. Now, to serve a boss, that is to serve someone else, seems a little more noble than serving self, but only a little bit. If I am serving a boss, what is the question going to be? My question is going to be, will this please my boss? Whether it's someone that's over me or someone that I am serving, perhaps in business, a client, or whatever the case may be. The third choice is to be serving the Lord. Now, I can serve a boss without serving God, but I cannot serve God without serving the people that He's put in my life. So, this is a very practical question. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." And then he gives examples of how we are to serve people in the home. Talks to wives and husbands and children and fathers. And then in verse 22, he says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." Now notice he says, serving your masters according to the flesh. That is, your masters that have a body. Now what does that mean? Well, it implies that if I'm not serving a master that has a body, I'm not serving God. Somebody says, well, I serve God, but not people. If you're not serving people, and if you're not in submission to those who are in authority, then don't fool yourself, you're not serving God either. So it implies that there are masters to be served who are flesh and blood. It also further implies that that's not the only master. If I were to tell you today, hey, make sure you serve the masters that walk around in bodies today, wouldn't your first question be, as opposed to whom else? Well, the whom else is God. In other words, I'm not just to serve the master I can see today, I'm to serve the master who made me today. And that's why the Bible says, not with eye service as men pleasers. If I'm simply serving a boss, then my service ends the moment I can't be rewarded or punished by that boss. But, the Bible says, I'm to serve in singleness of heart, fearing God. If I'm serving God today, and that's my chief aim, then I will also be serving the people that God has placed in my life. By the way, it's also a happier condition than serving self. If I'm serving self as a means to happiness, I'll never find it. The people who are happiest are not those who are looking for it or those who are serving self. The happiest people are those who are serving God and thus in the right relationship with the people in their lives and who have the greatest contentment because they're doing what God made them to do. And whatsoever you do, verse 23 says, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. It goes on to indicate that God knows. I'm accountable for good or for ill for what I do, because whether anyone recognizes and applauds what I do or perhaps takes a dim view of what I do, whether people see or not, God knows, God cares, and it makes a difference. So how I serve today says something about who I serve. And if I'm serving God, I'll be where I ought to be with everyone else as well.